Blog Talk Radio.
Hold on to me as we go, as we roll down this unfamiliar road, and although this way stringing us along, just know you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home.
Journey into the Light, spiritual radio for a Friday afternoon. We're glad that you are here. I am your host, Michael Long, and we're going to be joined here from a brand new guest from New Zealand, Jacob Dodds, who I've been very excited about bringing on to the show, as he is a teacher, a creator, and a healer from New Zealand. And you can find all about Jacob here on our shows here each Friday here at this time. And also check out Jacob at his website, as we have the website, email, Facebook, all listed here on the show page. So check it out. You can easily contact Jacob as well. So we're very glad that Jacob is here. Very excited about bringing Jacob on. And if you have any questions, you can send them to me, of course, through email or however you do it there as well. So let's go to the phone lines here and go way out to New Zealand, where it is already Saturday morning, I believe. And let's welcome Jacob to Journey into the Light. Welcome, Jacob.
Thank you. Hello, Michael. How are you?
Very good. How are you doing there?
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, it's good to be with you guys. And yeah, you're right. It's about 8:30 on Saturday morning. So yeah, nice to get up and get into the show. It's quite a pleasure to be on board. So I'm excited to bring this to everyone and just see how it evolves.
Well, great. Very glad to have you here. And so as we start off the show, Jacob, since you're new to Journey into the Light, would you let the listeners know kind of about yourself, what you do, how you got started? That would be great.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, life is a journey for us all. And you know, we've all got different paths. And as a young fellow, I had some amazing abilities and awarenesses, but I wasn't aware of what they were, and some things I did I thought were normal. But I kind of challenged life a lot and questioned a lot of things because I couldn't understand a lot about the world I was growing up in and what was going on. And I got a bit of a hard time about being different and exploring different ways and kind of seen as a bit of a rebel. And through that journey, I was very extreme and did a lot of crazy things as a kid and pushed boundaries. And I guess it was just keeping my spirit alive through the everyday life that we live in. And along the way, I've moved around and experienced different living situations. And I've traveled overseas and I've lived in communities and things like that. And I just started to see different things. But I still was kind of living a pretty standard life. And as a kind of early teens, or even just slightly before that, I went through some severe teasing, bullying, abuse by not just bullies at school, but people who were my friends. And afterwards, you know, sometime later, talking about them, no one really gave me an answer why. But through that experience, I seen that I had an amazing gift to forgive and see the good in people, because even though I was getting teased by these people who I invited into my home, I got very hurt, but I forgave them and allowed them back into my life. And this kind of went on and off for about 3 years, from the end of like secondary school and into high school, we call it here in New Zealand. I'm not quite sure what you guys call it in America. But yeah, sort of the ages of 11, 12 and 13, 14 years old. And yeah, then further along, I got into heavy drinking and drugs and lost myself and was angry and was amongst a lot of fighting and things like that. But I always had this gentleness and this joy within me. And yeah, life progressed. And then I guess the real turning point for me was when I was about 38. And I had some things kind of coming through, some changes, and I started to really get to a place, well, prior to that, where I was sick of drinking and sick of smoking marijuana and all those kind of things. And then a diet change, there was like vegetarian was coming up, and these were all kind of things that were never in my world. I was always surrounded by similar things, and in New Zealand we're very dairy prone and meat eating, and I had chronic stomach pains a lot of the time, and doctors didn't know why and things like this. So the real turning point was when a very good friend of mine passed over through being killed on a motorbike. And it was a time when I was really reaching for family. I felt really called to be around family, and I was thinking of moving back to my hometown, which was quite a surprise for me, and that's where my friend Rangi, who passed away, was living. And yeah, I was really surprised that it was him that passed over, and I was living in a different part of New Zealand, and I came down for the funeral and caught up with people, and we said our goodbyes, and then I went back to my world up in Wellington, and I had some tough times, and just one day I really broke down in a heap, and I went home, and I just said, what's life about? You know, what am I going to do about this? This isn't cool. So I started to search, and I got on the internet, and I had a numerology reading, and then I went to a spiritual retreat place for a weekend, and the first time was pretty scary that I decided to cancel it. But then a couple of weeks later, I managed to book in and go and stay, and I had a clairvoyant reading, and kind of went, wow, and all these messages came through, and crystals, and I kind of lifted me, and so I just started searching. I just started to question and look in different places, and then very quickly I was guided to go and live in a community, a very spiritual, off the grid kind of in nature place. And as much as it was nurturing, it was challenging as well because the energies are higher there, and it was all new, so it was quite scary and didn't know what to do or how to fit in, but, you know, just really trusted that that's what I was meant to do, and I was exploring. And things just started to wake up, and I had a Reiki session that was amazing. Felt this energy, wow, what's this? What's this about, you know? How do we do this? And actually, I ended up getting into Qigong. Qigong was something that really helped me cure, and I was guided to a big complex and a place where it was a Buddhist center for about 8 years, and then there were some new owners took it over, and I was the sole caretaker, and I lived on this piece of land for about 9-10 months a year by myself, just working on the land. And I did a lot of meditating and questioning and looking and asking and listening, and a huge amount of crying, and it was probably the best year of my life. You know, I probably cried more that year than I have in my whole life together. And it was just such a big releasing. And through that, I've just kind of kept searching. And now I'm like Reiki 2, Qigong teacher. I'm with Oneness, which is Oneness Blessings, which is an Indian-based place in healing modality. And I facilitate dance classes, free-flowing dance classes, and dream catcher workshops, just different things, just exploring, and lived in different communities and associated with trust funds where we look after youth mentoring. I've worked with special needs youth for a couple of 3 years, and yeah, just different avenues to explore the wholeness in my being, and just to find more about who I am, who I truly am, and how to bring that forward and be empowered and live in a life of joy and share that with others. So yeah, that's kind of it. Welcome on my journey there.
Well, that is an amazing journey. That's it sounds like your openness and your travels so that it made you able to accept. Do you feel that's made you more accepting, trying of the spiritual modalities later in your life?
Yes, yeah, I do so. And yeah, just, I mean, acceptance is a big thing, and allowance, and just seeing that as much as we have these hurts and these situations that look dark and are quite challenging, they always offer us something. They always offer us some light and some healing and some growth, if we're able to be in that place to see that. You know, we're not always able to be there, and it doesn't always look or feel so good, but there's a blessing in everything, and I feel that through that, that's what I've really learned the most.
So Jacob, what do you do now? Say people are listening to you, What do you offer, like, listeners, especially folks who are listening here in the States?
Okay. I run in New Zealand first, I run a meditation and healing class where we go through a guided meditation. I do this group every week on a Monday night, and we have a guided meditation, and then I offer a healing, which is, it's a very quick healing, but it's very profound. People have amazing transformation with this healing, and I can do that distance-wise as well. It's just bringing in a golden light to flow through you. It's heart-to-heart, and you can have an intent on something you wish to bring into being or be more of, and or you can just be open because the energy always knows what to do. So I do that in my group, but I also do that distance-wise, so they can always connect with me and ask for that. And I offer that free, to be honest. It's only takes a few minutes. We've just got to be sitting in a nice, quiet space, and I have to be in a nice, sacred space to do it. So there's that I offer. And then, of course, intuitive healing through Reiki and other modalities I do. And I find mostly what my healings I do nowadays, I really enjoy intuitive healing. So it's just to be an allowance of whichever wishes to come through. And my partner's very amazing with sound, and has really opened up my voice and sounding and toning and things like that. So sometimes that comes through as well as working in the energy. And yeah, we can do that distance-wise as well. Also, what I offer is just general guidance around your life journey. And you know, I really feel I've experienced a lot through this life, and come from some pretty challenging places, and feel just so blessed and such a loving space, and I just really feel we all deserve that, and we're all living in this world, and we get caught up in our other world and forget who we truly are, and just feel I can offer different ways and different tools of helping people to look at themselves and their life situations differently.
So, so anybody, you know, that's listening to this program can contact you, and I guess you contact them through Skype. Is that easily done that way?
Yes. Yeah. We can go through Skype. I haven't given you that contact, have I?
No, this would be a good time probably to give it out to the folks, how people can reach you, and yeah.
So it's 123, I see you, but it's written 1-0-N-E, and then an underscore, the numbers 2-3, and then in small font, I see you. So I-S-E-E-Y-O-U.
Okay.
It's my spot.
Okay, and we have the listing here on the show page as well. So that's great. What do you find that what folks are most interested in working with you on? Is there one couple of particular things?
Yeah, interesting question. There's not one thing or that really jumps out, but people find, like, especially when I worked with special needs youth, a lot of my co-workers enjoyed working with me because I was just generally in a real state of peace, and because I could maintain that and just be centered, it helped them to be more peaceful within themselves, and they were able to deal with the circumstances of working with special needs youth in that. So I've heard that often, and when people come to my meditations as well, the meditation that we take them through and everything, they just helps them get through their daily life through just being more at peace and at ease with things, and just feeling like that's a top up. Like, some of them come regularly and it's kind of like their weekly top up, which is awesome, but also good to get them to a place where they don't require coming to it as well, that they can do that for themselves. But I have had some people come to me who, I have had the odd person who's, you know, like, really at a place of thinking of committing suicide, and they know me, they have known me in the past and things like that, and they've come to me and said, "Look, I feel you've got something to offer me. You know, I see the way you get around, and you know, in your transformation and things, and can you give me some insights around, you know, how to cope with things? So I guess just those standard kind of life, everyday life difficulties seems to be a bit of a drawing card for me, that I feel like because I have lived in that world of society-driven world and what I used to call as a child the big competition, I'm more reachable to the everyday kind of Joe that's just trucking through life and things are kind of pulling them down. You know, I think some people are more into that very evolved spiritual side of people, and they reach them to help to get even more evolved. And I guess I have some of that as well, but I feel I want to be accessible to everybody. Feel that I have something to offer there. Yeah.
Jacob, what do you feel like for 2017 that we've just started? What do you feel the energy is looking, you know, at for what are you expecting of this new year?
Okay. I feel the thing that's coming up the most is, you know, through our life and our journey through life, it's generally like you see things and you kind of learn from them and you let go of things and you move towards something and to help you see what didn't serve you and go into what does serve you. And it's always kind of this reflection of what's happening to, okay, what do we want to choose now, you know? This wasn't working for me. Whereas it seems like this year, moving into 2017, is basically a whole clean slate, a new page, a new part of life that offers us absolutely everything that we've never done before. It's so, the energies are just so inviting and so supportive of, okay, let's just forget about even 2016, even though it was just there and there's still some hangover of it coming through. It's like, just let it all go and just fully recreate yourself today in this moment. And let's really go into something that I've never really thought was possible, because everything is possible. And we have such supportive energy and the planets alignments, and, you know, we're just constantly getting super moons and everything, and nature's just beaming. You know, I know there's a lot of stuff going on in the world, but I really feel if you don't get caught in that, you need to look around and smell the flowers as such. There's just so much beauty in the world, and there's so many people doing so many amazing things, and it's just going to enhance stepping into more of yourself and something that you maybe just dreamt about or actually aren't even aware of possible. Yeah, I feel it really is. It's just a new energy.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. It feels, I know here in the States there is a sense of a knowing, a sense of even fear, which is not good. Because if we look into our past, you know, we've overcome anything. But I think because of the political situation here in the States, people have a lot of fear, unlike I've ever seen in my life, to be honest with you, as far as the new year. So I think there's going to be definitely a lot of change. But I don't know if that energy is coming over there to over there to New Zealand at all. Do you feel that at all?
Yeah, I mean, I hear different things from people, and like your situation in America, it's definitely going to influence in your guys' life more than anywhere else. But I think it is a global thing, and I feel it is part of the change and part of the transformation of stepping into something new, because we've been so supporting these systems, and it's not to make them a wrongness. They've been created and they're there, and everything serves a purpose. But I think with what's happening in America and in different parts of the world in different areas, is it's just basically saying we can't sit in our comfort zone anymore. We can't just go along and go, look, I don't really agree with this, but I'm still okay. I can still go out and do my things and carry on. Whereas it's getting to a stage where I don't actually feel okay with that system and that person in that way. So how do I feel okay? Well, that's basically for me to step up, to take responsibility for my life and find empowerment within myself, because we are all almighty powerful and we can collectively just come together and recreate something that is more sustainable and more supportive. And I feel because these things that we've often relied on, and even if we haven't really agreed with them, we've kind of still been able to just relax and go with it and be okay, whereas now it's kind of like giving us a shake and saying, actually, yeah, I'm not okay. Okay, so what are you going to do about it? You know, what's your role in this?
Right. I think that's really well said. For sure. Yeah. It's. I feel the same way. I've always, on my shows for years, I have always said, you know, let's change things up. Let's not stay the same old, and let's look at new possibilities. But I'm just not really certain it's this is the carrier, this is the guy, but maybe this is the start, this is the vehicle to bring a change. 'Cause I don't think we'll ever go back to what it used to be. I don't think you put the genie back in the bottle, I guess you could say.
I think you know, Donald Trump is a catalyst of change. It doesn't necessarily mean he is the change maker, but maybe the fact that he's standing there and people going, I don't want this, is the catalyst, you know. And often, you know, and especially on my own journey, when I gone into a place of really being challenged, that is the catalyst of change. And sometimes we just have to go through that and to really see what we don't want, to know what we do want. And there is a lot of people just stepping up more and creating different ways of, you know, what supports the community within my community, the people who are willing to listen or asking questions or wanting something different. And there's more of those little networks happening. And, you know, in New Zealand, you know, we don't agree with a lot about where our politics are as well. And in fact, we don't. For the last few years, we really haven't had much of a choice, because there's the left or the right. And most people that I know don't want the right, but the left aren't looking so great either. They're new and they don't, they don't really know where they're going, and they're not showing that drive of being reliable. And so we've kind of caught in a place, and then, you know, we have a Green Party, which are doing awesome things, but there's just a lot of people who are a bit scared to have their country run by a Green Party. So even if people don't agree with what's happening with the right party, they're not too happy or sure about backing the Green Party, and they're not too sure about backing the left party. So we've got a guy in Parliament that a while ago was talking about turning all our foresters into coal mines and things like that. But in New Zealand, we do still have a voice to a degree. If there's enough people who voice out loud about that's not okay, the government have to listen, you know. So we're a bit more blessed in that way.
Yeah, very much so. I know we got to wrap up. I always say, you know, like, you know, you got the right, you got the left. It's like, what happened to the middle? You know, I mean, I find myself in the middle. Where's that? Where's that party?
Yeah.
I don't understand that, but I know we got to wrap up, Jacob, but I really enjoyed our first show and look forward to our future collaborations, getting together next week. So you have a good weekend and we'll see you back here next week.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, really enjoyed it too, brother. And thank you for all those listeners out there, and go well, everybody.
Yes, yes. Thank you to everybody. All right. Thank you, my brother. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Take care. Love and light.
Yes, love and light. Okay, everybody. That's going to do it for this show here. Everybody, if you're connecting for the next show with Rachel, call back in. And we'll start the next show here in a couple seconds. Thank you.